morning, everyone. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. How long were you in that hearing room yesterday?
Oh, geez, you're making me relive it. About 10 hours.
It wasn't that bad in the sense that, I guess it was bad from the perspective of the highs and lows were fairly mediated. What do you think was the most important confrontation between Elena Kagan, who I thought did fairly well, didn't reveal that much about herself, versus the senators who had a lot of different things to say from a whole variety of angles? What did you think?
And the angles came from everywhere. But Jeff Sessions, who is the senior Republican on that committee, came with the toughest questions. And it was about the time in 2002 when military recruiters from the Pentagon were essentially banned from some of the access at Harvard because of a university policy against "don't ask, don't tell," which is the gay and lesbian ban in the military serving openly.
But the circumstances here, let's just remind people: the faculty took this position, they voted on it. She, as dean, was carrying out a policy that she didn't have any discretion on, right?
That's right. Her argument is, I didn't come up with the policy, I was just enforcing it. Her other argument, she has several, is that they were never banned from the campus. They just couldn't use the official campus career office. We recruited the campus veterans club, essentially, to be the sponsors of the military recruiters. And she says that worked out just fine. Jeff Sessions really strongly disagrees with that.
Well, let's see here her answer in her own words here. Listen.
Senator, the military at all times during my deanship had full and good access. Military recruiting did not go down. Indeed, in a couple of years, including the year that you're particularly referring to, it went up.
And then Senator Sessions, delivered a remark that seemed to me in tone to be a little bit off. Listen, Todd.
I would just say, while my time is running down, I'm just a little taken aback by the tone of your remarks, because it's unconnected to reality.
What reality is the senator referring to? And I'm not disagreeing with him particularly, but I literally don't know what he's talking about there.
Well, Jeff Sessions' reality on this is that Elena Kagan did everything she could with legal squirming, did everything she could to keep the policy in place and to keep the military off the campus, even when the courts, the third district court, this did go to court at the time, even though the courts said that Harvard, they essentially ruled against Harvard at one point and for them at another point. It was murky. And the disconnection to reality, he says, is that she squirmed and did everything she could because she was political about it to keep the military off the campus. And he also said, yeah, go ahead, John.
But she's answering to the faculty of Harvard Law School. That's what she was dean of. I mean, it would make sense that she would not necessarily capitulate in the face even of a lawsuit.
Well, it wasn't just a lawsuit, it was a ruling. And there was a sort of a gray area after the Third District Court ruled that part of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law, the enforcement of it on campuses, was unconstitutional. She went back and reinstated it, even though she knew the military was going to take that to the Supreme Court. And Jeff Sessions also says, look, you never... They eventually relented on this. They eventually said, okay, military recruiters, you can come on campus. But Sessions' point is, you didn't do that until the Pentagon threatened you with $300 million of federal funding that you were going to lose. That's the only reason you capitulated.
Is there any sort of legal standing to this issue? Does it relate to doctrines that are likely to come up in front of the Supreme Court? And does Sessions' vote really matter here in this confirmation hearing at this point?
It doesn't relate to any doctrines that are going to come before the court. And it's a good question, John, because this was one of the few areas where Elena Kagan actually told the committee exactly what she thought. She said, I oppose Don't Ask, Don't Tell then, and I oppose it now. She was very clear. So it's not any kind of constitutional case that's going to come before the court. Look, Jeff Sessions said after that episode, I feel less comfortable with her now than I did then. But none of the reporters listening to that thought it really made it any difference. When was he ever going to vote for
her
in
exactly.
the first place?
He was against her. In the beginning, he still is. It's a wash. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much at the Elena Kagan hearings.